You probably heard about, read about the Vercel security incident that happened on April 19th. This episode is not about this incident. You find a link to it below if you want to learn more about it, a link to this official bulletin article. But instead, I want to focus on one statement, a certain notion I could feel or see and read on X and other platforms after this incident, which was that now it's time to move to a VPS and use a VPS for hosting your web app instead of using Vercel. And of course, you could insert any managed hosting provider name here instead of Vercel because they all come with the same advantages and disadvantages in the end. So is it now finally time to use a VPS instead of a managed provider? I think there are many good reasons to use a VPS, but security is not one of them, is definitely not one of them. And it would be easy for me to tell you that you should absolutely move to a VPS because I actually just released a course on VPS Essentials where I get you started with doing stuff on a VPS, setting it up, configuring it, doing SSH hardening, running a web app on it. And obviously, I recorded and created that course before the incident happened. So it's just a coincidence. And I could now totally tell you that you should use a VPS and take that course. And obviously, I want you to take this course, but I don't want you to use a VPS for security reasons. There are reasons to use a VPS, I'll get back to them, but security is not one of them. Because what you have to understand is that security, obviously, and you probably know that, is a complex topic. And when using a VPS, you are the problematic factor. When using a managed service like Vercel, we saw that an employee, in case of this Vercel security incident, was the problem, if you want to call it like this, though the actual problem was, of course, the internal setup, how certain things worked inside of Vercel, and how easy one compromised user or employee account could affect the entire system. That was the actual problem. So, of course, that is something you depend on. You depend on the security measures implemented by your provider, by Vercel, for example, obviously. But if you are using a VPS, it's just you. And let's face it, security is a complicated topic. In that course I mentioned, I do show you how to properly set up a VPS, how to harden it so that no one else can connect to it through SSH. That's one important step. I do show you how to ensure that you got automatic package upgrades so that your software on the VPS stays up to date, at least to some extent, as far as this is possible in an automated way. But of course, security doesn't stop there. I mean, we have attacks like the React Server Components vulnerabilities we had last year. We have vulnerabilities like this, which actually, this specific vulnerability would allow attackers to take over your machine and control it, to run code on your machine. And the only way to defend against this is to keep your packages updated once a patch was released for React and Next.js in this specific case. And obviously, that's just one example. There are many building blocks in a web application and in general in a system that runs a web application that could become vulnerable or where vulnerabilities could be detected. Now, if you were using Vercel, you actually would get some automatic protection by them because as soon as the vulnerability was discovered, they implemented some automated measures, some protection through their web application firewall service that could help defend against this attack. Now, it didn't guarantee protection, but it was an extra layer, an additional layer. So you got some protection without you doing anything in case of this specific attack when using Vercel. And of course, the same may have been true for other providers. So if anything, security gets easier when using a managed service like Vercel, despite them, of course, still also being vulnerable, as we saw, attacks like this one here in April can happen. But with a VPS, it's all your job. And that, of course, has its disadvantages. Now, of course, there also are reasons to use a VPS, though, and those existed before that security incident because they have nothing to do with security. And a big one, of course, is cost. A VPS can be very cost-effective. You can rent some Hetzner VPS for a couple of dollars per month, and you know that you'll only be paying that amount of money per month. Whereas with managed providers like Vercel, the pricing system can be complex, and you may incur unexpected cost. We regularly see people posting that they were charged way more than they anticipated, and it's pretty much always the fault of these people, don't get me wrong, but it's to some degree also the fault or deliberately done by providers, because they of course have an incentive to make it complex. Let's put it like this. Now, they of course also have an incentive to have happy customers on the other hand, so it's not that easy. There aren't the bad guys and the good guys. But of course, with a VPS, you definitely can be very cost effective and you know what you'll be paying, which of course is great. And chances are high that you can run certain web applications that might cost you dozens of dollars, maybe hundreds of dollars on a managed provider for just a few dollars, like $20 or something like that, on a VPS. That is absolutely possible. And I would say this is one of the biggest advantages and the most important reasons for choosing a VPS over a managed provider. Obviously, that's not new, but that is what you should be focusing on, not the security aspect. Instead, you should be aware of the fact that security will be your responsibility and comes with its own challenges. Challenges you can master, but challenges. Another advantage of a VPS, of course, is flexibility. You can effectively do anything on a VPS because it's just a computer. It's just a computer, just a machine, typically with Linux on it. Obviously, you can also rent VPS with other operating systems, but Linux is the default, also what I use in my course. And you can install on that system whatever you want. You can run on that system whatever you want. For the most part, most providers block certain ports related to email, but regarding normal workflows, normal applications, you can really do anything there. You can create new users. You can configure this as you want. It's your machine, essentially, as if it were standing in your room to some degree. And of course, with managed providers, you are limited to what the provider supports. And one good example I have here is that Vercel, for example, does not support SQLite. While it can't be used with Vercel, we do offer other storage solutions. SQLite is not supported in Vercel. So if you're building a web application and you want to use SQLite as a database, which is a great choice for many web applications, it's not just a development toy, it's a really production-ready, easy to use, easy to set up, easy to manage, and therefore overall great database solution, but you can't just build it, run it locally on your machine, and then deploy it as is on Vercel. Just doesn't work. Does work if you're using a VPS, though. Again, that's actually one example I use in my course. An application I built there as a demo application that uses SQLite that you can just put and run on a VPS, just like that. So you have way more flexibility. Again, the disadvantage here is you need to have the willingness to learn how to work with Linux, for example. Obviously, AI can help with that. AI assistants can help you. It's way easier now than it was in the past, in my experience or in my opinion. But you have to have the willingness to dive in there. With a managed provider, you typically just push your application to GitHub, and if everything's configured properly, it will just deploy the updated version and you don't need to worry about anything. Rolling back to older versions is simple. It's simple. That's the advantage. But the price for that is limitation. VPS has a lot of flexibility, but the price for that is complexity, or that you have to have the willingness to dive into that and get the technical knowledge, or dig into the details to make things work and to configure things properly. It's always a trade-off. But, and that is really important to me here, I think AI helps a lot here. Not just, of course, with generating code and all that stuff, but it can really help with configuring a VPS, with understanding Linux commands, conjuring up all these complex Linux command chains where you have one complex command and you pipe the output into another one. That is the part where AI can make working with a VPS so, so much easier. And therefore, I think using a VPS for hosting a web application, for running certain workflows, or for running an AI agent like OpenClaw, definitely a good idea in many situations. You just have to know the price, which is a bit more complexity, and for you, the willingness to learn how things work and how to configure things. Managed providers, great if you want ease of use. You'll be paying money for that, as always in life. Ease of use typically costs money, but yeah, it is simpler. It's as simple as that. If security is what you're looking at, yeah, go with a managed provider. It's definitely not easier and not more secure when using a VPS.